Grace and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When we look at society around us, we see everything changing practically overnight. Technology moves ahead at a staggering pace. Flip phones one day, smartphones the next. In a few years, they'll probably be implanting something in your skull so that you can talk to people. But that's only the most obvious example. Our culture is changing right before our very eyes, as what is good one day is bad the next. What is forbidden one day is applauded the next. What was done in secret one day is shouted from the rooftops on the next. Though the culture used to give its approval to religion, Christianity is increasingly marginalized by society and pushed out of the public square. And so it is against the backdrop of a changing culture that is becoming more and more hostile to Christ that our celebration of Reformation Day is set. And there is nothing more important in the face of a changing culture than the message of the unchanging gospel, which is proclaimed through all the world in Revelation chapter 14, where it says, "I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This gospel can be summed up in our reading is in three parts: fear God, give him glory, and worship him. But first, we need to talk about what exactly it means to fear God, because when we hear the word fear, especially around Halloween, we have a very different idea of fear in mind. The type of fear that we are to have for God is not to be terror. It is certainly not the way that a child is afraid of a monster in the closet or of a boogeyman under your bed. No, it is not the type of fear that we applaud at Halloween. That is not our fear of God. It's also not our fear of the unknown. It's not our fear of the future, especially the fear that everyone seems to be feeling due to our impending election. No, that is not the fear that we are to have toward God. The right kind of fear for us to have toward God is actually reverent awe and respect. It is the type of fear that Joshua tells the people of Israel to have in chapter 24, "Therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." The fear that we are to have toward God is fear of someone who is greater than us and who is more powerful than us, and whom we must respect in awe. In Ecclesiastes 12, Solomon writes, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." That is the fear of God, is to serve him. So to fear God means to respect him as the one who is above us, and that means to serve him and obey his commandments. And that also means to believe what he tells us. So because of our fear of God motivates us to give him all the glory that he deserves. After all, God is so much greater than us. He is the only one who is deserving of glory and honor. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. God, by his power, keeps the whole universe in order and in motion. And if that isn't enough, he condescends to create us individually in our mother's wombs. The God who created the whole universe is not above creating us as well. The God who keeps the whole universe in motion is not above providing for our needs as well. God is the only one who is worthy of receiving praise and glory. In 2 Corinthians, Paul says all the promises of God find their yes in Jesus, and that is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. It is because of what God has done for us that we worship him and give him the glory. Elsewhere in Revelation chapter 5, it says, I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. God is the only one who is worthy of receiving our glory because he is so much greater than us. He has created us, and even more, he saves us. We were unable to do anything to please him perfectly, and so God did it for us. He sent his son to live a perfect life on our behalf and to die a sinner's death for us. He gives us his spirit in our baptism to remake us into his image, and he strengthens and feeds us with his word and with his supper so that we lead a godly life and give to him the glory that he deserves. And so to God belongs all glory, and because of that, we worship him. We worship him because of who he is. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. We worship God because of what he has done for us. We bring him the offerings that are due to him. We worship him for who he is, and we worship him for what he has done. If we'd had to save ourselves, we would not have been able to do so. And so God saved us not because of anything we did, but because of what he did for us. We give thanks to him, we worship him because he has done for us what we could not do for ourselves in sending his son Jesus to die for us and forgive our sins. In the face of an unchanging world, God remains constant. In the face of an increasingly hostile world, God remains for us. In the face of a transitory and fad-driven culture, the message of the gospel remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. The eternal gospel has been proclaimed to all the world and continues to be proclaimed to those who need to hear it. And though we are by nature sinful and unclean, God stepped into our world as one of us and did what was necessary to forgive us and claim us as his own. This unchanging message changes and transforms the world, and it changes and transforms us through his Spirit. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord unto life everlasting. Amen.